Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom, welcome back to today's Daf, which is Pesachim Kufav. We are 8 lines from the top of the Amid. It says in Maritana Rabbanon, the Pasuk says, Zocher es yoyim ha-shabas l'kadoshoy. What do we learn from here? You meant to articulate the essence of Shabbos. Zocher es yoyim ha-shabas. We learn Zechreyu al hayayin. Don't just mention the shvach, the kedusha of Shabbos, but do it with a cup of wine. Eimli el b'yayin. Now, perhaps this only applies on Shabbos day. You meant to make Kiddush Shabbos by day. By light of midnight, what about making it at night when Shabbos arrives? Talmud Loimar, the Pasuk says, Zocher es yom ha-Shabbos l'kadoshoy. From here we learn that not only do you make Kiddush by day time, but also at night when Shabbos arrives. Zocher es yom ha-Shabbos l'kadoshoy. Rashbam says, Mashma b'shoa shemiskadish hayayim, when the Kedusha commences. At the start of the Shabbos, that's when you're meant to make Kiddush. So not only by day, but also at night. The Gemara has two problems with this brisa. Firstly, b'layla minayin, you're taking day for granted. When the Pasuk says, Zocher shem Shabbos l'kadshoy, perhaps it's referring to daytime. What about at night? B'layla minayin. How do we know to add the nighttime Kiddush as well? That's what the brisa proposed. How do we know? And we need to find an additional makor for that. It says the Gemara, Adrab, if anything, just the opposite. Iker kedusha b'laylahu. Kaddish. The main time, the primary time for Kiddush. The ideal would be when Shabbos arrives. Tichi kaddish. Tchilas yayim abayil kedushay. When you be mekadosh, when should that happen? At the onset of Shabbos, when the kedusha begins. That's logical. Why are you going the other way? He's saying, well, perhaps it applies only to daytime. How do we know to include nighttime as well? We need a pasuk. If anything, it should be in the reverse. Nighttime should be taken for granted because that's when Shabbos arrives. Vesu, another kasha on the wording of the brisa. B'layla minayin. Okay, you're trying to find a mocker for Kiddush B'layla. And you bring the pasuk. Which pasuk? Talmud Loimar, Zocher es yoyim. That's a ribui for Layla? Zocher es yoyim? Tano mihadar alayla. Tano is looking for a mocker for Kiddush of Layla. And which pasuk is presented? V'konosiv le'krodi yamama. And he brings the pasuk of Zocher es yoyim to teach us that Kiddush takes place at night. How does that work? So we have two kashas. One is a svara. If anything, the nighttime Kiddush should be taken for granted. That's when Shabbos arrives. And daytime Kiddush needs to be learned from an additional pasuk. Why go the other way around? Assume that daytime is what the pasuk is referring to, and then you have to add nighttime. That's number one. Number two, the wording of the brisa seems to be a bit cryptic. He tried to include Laila by bringing a pasuk of Zocher es yoyim. Says the Gemara, you're right, we have to revise and restructure the brisa. This is what the brisa really meant to say. We have the pasuk Zocher es yoyim ha-shabbos l'kadoshoy, which teaches us Zechreyu al hayayin. Bichni sasoy. Indeed, yes. The pasuk here is referring to mentioning the essence of the yoyim ha-shabbos. Using wine, b'chnisasei, when Shabbos arrives. The nighttime Kiddush is learned from this pasuk. The brisa continues. Okay, eimli ela b'layla. Now that we know Kiddush applies at night, perhaps it's strictly at night. B'yom minayin, what about daytime Kiddush? Talmud Loimar, Zocher es yoyim ha-Shabbos. The fact that the pasuk adds the word yoyim could have said Zocher es Shabbos. We know Shabbos is a day. Zocher es yoyim ha-Shabbos is coming to include, to add, the Kiddush of Yoyim HaShabbos, in addition to the Kiddush Friday night. Now, Tosfos in Devar Masal Zechrei Al Yayin points out a couple of points. Firstly, he says, where did the Gemara get this concept of Zechira Al Yayin? The Brisa began. Zochas Yom Shabbos Lekadshoy Zechriya Al Hayai. Says Tosfos, we find in two places, he brings two psukim, one in Hosea, one in Shir Hashirim, Naskira Didecha Miyoin, that Zechira is meant to relate to wine. That gives prominence, that gives chashivus. In our case, it gives prominence and chashivus to your Kiddush. And it's based on the psukim that Tosfos brings, that Zechira is meant to relate to wine. And based on that, the Chacham was masakin that Kiddush on Shabbos is meant to be something of prominence, something with a kois yain. It gives it chashivus. Now, Tosfos points out that, of course, the only thing that's min haTorah is the fact that you say Kiddush. The fact that you mention Shabbos, the Shvach, the Kiddushes HaYoim, you articulate the essence of Shabbos. But peh, the fact that the Gemara adds the concept of yain, zechir al yain, Tosfos in the first teretz says it's only an asmach, it's just a support. It's not really min haTorah. Chacham supported their din on this, from this pasuk, based on this pasuk, but really min haTorah. The concept of al yain is not necessary. It's only min Rabbanan. And it brings a raya from the Gemara Nazir, where it's mashma that Kiddush and Havdalah al yain, the yain element is merely midraban. According to the second teretz of Tosfos, he says Kiddush al yain is min haTorah, but the requirement to drink your wine is only midraban. We learned yesterday that hamavarach tzarich yitoim, that is only midraban. So according to the first teretz, at least we learned that Kiddush, the dibur of Kiddush is min haTorah, the yain is only midraban. Now we say Kiddush is min haTorah, of course. It applies not only to men, but also to Nashim. Now, although Kiddush, which is learned from Zohar, Yom HaShabbos Lekatcha, is a mitzvah haseh, shehazman grama, it's a time-related mitzvah which we know Nashim are pata from. Why then are they chayiv and Kiddush equally as men? The answer is, the Gemara tells us elsewhere, because we are makish Zohar to Shamar. We know that Hashem expressed those two words, Zohar and Shomer, Zohar Shomer Shabbos Kachoy, Shomer Shomer Shabbos Kachoy, B'dibur Echad Nemu, the Gemara says. It was in one utterance, which a person can't do. It was an expression of Hashem, a double expression, including Zohar and Shomer together as one. Now, Shomer means to be careful, to safeguard Shabbos, to be careful, to refrain from doing Malach on Shabbos. That refers to the Malachas and to Loisa says, things that we're not allowed to do on Shabbos. And Zohar is a positive mitzvah. To be Zohar, as a Shabbos, L'Kachoy, to make Kiddush. And the Gemara says we connect the two things, being that they were said together in the same utterance. And just as Noshim Achayiv, and Shomer, of course, they're Achayiv in all Yisurim, or Lavim, almost all Lavim. And therefore, they're Achayiv in Zohar as well. One who is Achayiv in Shomer is Achayiv in Zohar. And therefore includes Noshim as well. Now the Ran points out this, that we say that Kiddush is min haTorah, that only applies to Kiddush Balayla. He says that although the Gemara that we just learned seems to derive Kiddush of Yom HaShabbos as well from this pasuk, he says that's only an asmachta, because certainly the Kiddush of Yom Shabbos is only midrabbanan, as we see that the nusach that applies at night, the entire text of Kiddush, doesn't apply by day. We simply say about Pirei Gof, as we're going to see in the upcoming Gemara. Apparently he says it's only midrabbanan, and is supported by the remez of this pasuk. Interesting that I saw a story with Rav Moshe Wolfson. He's the Mashkiach in the Torah V'Das. He was in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim for Shabbos, and on the way back from the Kaisel after davening Friday night, he passed a lineup of soldiers, Israeli soldiers, Jewish soldiers. So he turned to them one by one. He went down the line and he said, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. And he explained himself afterwards. Rabbi Kivi Eger has a tzad, he has a suffix, that perhaps just saying good Shabbos, Shabbos Tova, is already considered min haTorah to be Kiddush. Right, we learned that only the utterance of Kiddush is min haTorah. The yain is min Rabban. Kivega has a tzad, as a suffix, that perhaps just saying good Shabbos is sufficient to be mekayim the mitzvah min ha-Torah. And therefore he wanted to, Mashgiach wanted to be mezaki, wanted to grant a schus to the Yiddish soldiers. They should be mekayim. Many of them won't go to make kiddush. This way they would be mekayim mitzvahs kiddush. When he greeted them, Shabbat Shalom, they would respond Shabbat Shalom to him as well. This would be their mitzvah of kiddush. Wonderful story. Continues the Gemara. We know that Friday night we make a long kiddush, a long nusach of kiddush hagafen plus the entire nusach. But yoyim my mevarach, what do we say by day? During the daytime kiddush, Amar Yehuda, bayre pri hagafen. That's all we say. Take a cup of wine, say bayre pri hagafen. How does that count as kiddush? Chur is just a simple birchas hanen. Ran says because it sets the stage for your meal. You may not eat before kiddush, so that's a sign of distinction for Shabbos. Although it's an ordinary bayre pri hagafen, but the fact is that you sit down and you begin your meal with this bracha, which is kind of a shir, a thanksgiving to Hashem for wine. That sets the stage. That sets the tone for the upcoming meal, and it marks the kedusha and the distinction of Shabbos. Continues the Gemara with the story of Rav Ashi Ikel Mechoizer. Rav Ashi came, visited the town of Mechoizer. Amar Lei, they turned to him. So Adam Gadol came to the town. Let's be mechaberim with kiddush. They told him, Likadosh Lonmar, Kiddush Rabba. Could you please make a Kiddush Rabba for us? This was the daytime kiddush, and they labeled it Kiddush Rabba. Rabba means the large size kiddush. Havulei, they handed him the cup of wine. Now he wasn't sure what they meant. He never heard that term before. Kiddush Rabba. Today it's a commonly used phrase by invitations they write. There's going to be a Kiddush Rabba. Well, this was new to him. What do they mean Kiddush Rabba? So far he started thinking. My new Kiddush Rabba. What exactly is this? Do they mean the long Kiddush? Perhaps there are many guests who say the entire Nusach of Kiddush, the way we say Friday night, they say it Shabbos by day as well. Or perhaps Kiddush Rabba simply means that this is a commonly said element of Kiddush. Simply meaning it's by Pri HaGafen, which is always said by Kiddush. Friday night you say HaGafen, by day you say HaGafen. What exactly do they mean? So he didn't want to get himself into trouble. So he figured he had a plan. Omar, he says like this. Michti, let me think. Kol HaBrachis Kulan, bayre pri hagafen anagurashim. Generally, when you make a bracha on wine, whether it's a kiddush, havdalah, what do you begin with? Bayre pri hagafen. So he says, I'll start with that, and I'll see what happens. Omar, bayre pri hagafen. He made the bracha of hagafen. Ve'agid bay, and he became a chazan. He added some chazanas. He stretched. He delayed the ending of that bracha. And while he was doing that, he was observing the crowd. Chazi, lahu sabah, he noticed this older man, degochem mishasi, really began leaning over and started drinking his wine. Oh, now he realized that apparently that's all needs to be said, just hagafen. So he stopped right there without embarrassing himself. Kari nafshei, he applied to himself, this pasuk, chacham ein abereshe, a wise man, he's ein abereshe, his eyes on his head, meaning he's attentive, he's observant to his environment, and he gets himself, he saves himself from undue confusion by being attentive to the goings on around him. Let's drop down to the Rashbam here on the first widest line. Right then, that line, by Yoyimai Mevarach. You might want to know, what do you make, what kind of bracha do you say during the daytime kiddush? Says Rashbam, Di Amras Kiddush Mireisha, because if you'll propose that you simply say the ordinary, the entire nusach of kiddush, like we say Friday night, that can't be. But Tani, we already learned in a brisa. We learned this yesterday, Shabbos V'Yom Tov, Eibam Kiddush Al HaKoyz. On the day of Shabbos and Yantav, we don't have the Nusach of Kiddush. So what is it that we say? Amar Yehuda bar Pri HaGafen. Asoy Kosa D'Chamra, we bring a glass of a becher of wine, ubruchi, umishti, we make a brocha, v'agof, and we drink it, shem kovid, Shabbos. L'chalik b'midas Shabbos, l'midas choyl. By doing so, we set Shabbos apart from the ordinary weekday. We begin our meal with a brocha, agaf, and a wine, shu inyan shir. It's like an expression of shir, thanking Hashem for the wine, she'id oimrim shira el alayayin. It's very appropriate to have shira with wine, and that marks the specialty of the day. V'achem mefarish v'shilta yisra v'achoy v'ashish v'ishma yisra explains, this is how this bar pri agaf and bracha, which seems to be an ordinary bracha, this is how it accomplishes the kiddush that we're trying to do. Now, Rav Ashi came to Mechayza, and they asked him to make a kiddushu rabba. Boyer pri agafen v'korele kiddushu rabba that kule kiddushu ka'amrele. They really meant boyer pri agafen. That's all. Why do they call kiddushu rabba? Because it happens all the time. It's a common bracha that is said throughout all kiddushes, Friday night, Shabbos day. So he made the bracha. He wasn't sure if he's going to continue or stop, and he noticed that this older man was leaning over the agad bay, herich bay. He lengthened, he prolonged the ending of the bracha ladas to take a look, to figure out if one of the fellows in the audience will hurry up and begin drinking. This will give him the cue that all he needs to say is bar priagofen. Shim came, because if he sees that everybody's sitting and waiting, and he would just proceed with the entire nusach of kiddush that we say Friday night. Apparently they had a minute to say that even by day, and he would continue until the end of the entire nusach. Farshim point out that apparently even if one has a minute not to say a bracha, such as this long kiddush by day, but if this would have been their minute, he certainly would have followed suit and said the entire nusach of kiddush. Let's go back to the Gemara. It says the Gemara, Amri b'nei Rabbi Chia, they said as follows, Mishle hivdo matzoy Shabbos. If one missed havdol matzoy Shabbos, ma'avdol v'hoylech b'chol Shabbos kulay. He can make up havdolah throughout the next week, v'at kam. Until what point in the next week can he say havdolah? Amr b'zera adarvi b'Shabbos, until and not including Wednesday. Because Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, still relates to the previous Shabbos. Just as Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday relate to the following Shabbos. So Bnei Rechi, when they said you can make Avdol B'chol Shabbos Kulay, perhaps they meant until the end of this seven-day sequence, which begins on Wednesday and ends the following Tuesday. So if you missed it Friday night, you continue, you can make it up until the next Tuesday. Kiha, as we see in the following story, the Yosef Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera was sitting kamed Rabbi Asi in front of Rabbi Asi. The Amrila, some say it was Rabbi Asi who was sitting kamed Rabbi Yechon in front of Rabbi Yechon. The Yosef Kamen, he was sitting and saying. There's another application to this concept that Shabbos relates to the days following Shabbos as well. Linin Gittin, when it comes to a get, if Reuven gives a get to his wife and he says like this, the get is on condition you hand me 200 zuz after Shabbos. Until what point of the week is considered after Shabbos? Chada b'Shabbata, Trei b'Shabbata, Utlasa, Basar Shabbat. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday is still considered after Shabbos. It still relates to the previous Shabbos. In this case, when he said, you must give me the money after Shabbos, up until Tuesday is still considered after Shabbos. However, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, Kami Shabbat, that's already considered leading into the next Shabbos. If he told her, I'm giving you this get on condition that you give me 200 zuz before Shabbos, starting from Wednesday is already classified as being before Shabbos. Omar, Reb Yaakov, Varidi, although we say that if you miss Havdalah Matzah Shabbos, you can still make it up until Tuesday, but you meant to know that you can't make all the brachas. Avaloy al ur, you don't make the bracha of Bar Mareish if Havdalah is not going to take place on Matzoy Shabbos. Let's see the Rashbam here, two lines from the bottom. Avaloy Lur. Imlay Baruch Alanei Bermer Eish Matzoy Shabbos. If he didn't make the bracha on a flame Matzoy Shabbos, Shuvay Mivarech. There's no need to make another bracha. Why? Kach Nirli Tama Dover. Rashbam says this must be the reason. Kedesan Yemakom Shenagu. Ein Mivarech Moy El Belel Matzoy Shabbos. Hoyil Utchilas Birasiu. Says Rashbam, the reason why you can't make a bracha Bere Moire Ha'ish, if it's past Matzoy Shabbos, the whole reason why we make it Matzoy Shabbos is because it was created. Hashem gave wisdom to Adam Rishon on Matzoy Shabbos to grab those stones and rub them together, create fire. We acknowledge the creation of fire on Matzoy Shabbos. It's a Berachas HaShvach. We thank Hashem for that. It only applies on Matzoy Shabbos, but Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, he will skip that bracha. And as the Mefarshim point out, he'll have to skip the Besamim bracha as well, because that is also something specific to Matzoy Shabbos. Why do we make a bracha on Besamim? To make up, because we smell Besamim, to make up, to compensate for that loss of the Neshama Yisira, and that only applies in Matzoy Shabbos. So if it's beyond Matzoy Shabbos, you say Hagafen and Havdalah, but not Moira Eish or Meine Besamim. Omar Avruna Marav, Hanoytel Yodav Laikalish. If one decided to wash his hands in preparation for a su'udah, he shouldn't be the one making kiddush. Why? Because it's going to create a hefsek, an interruption between Netilas Sadaim and the su'udah. It's a hefsek hadas, a diversion of mind, in which case he would have to wash again. So rather than he making kiddush, he should allow somebody else to make kiddush on his behalf. Let's take a look at the Rashbam here, on the top line. Not tol yodav lai kiddush. Elo says the Rashbam, acher kiddush. Somebody else should be the one making Kiddush. And he should be Yotzei. He should fulfill his Kiddush obligation by simply listening. He should listen and have a drink. That's not called Esachadas. Because himself is not speaking out. He's listening, but he's not speaking out. You know, there's an interesting Tosfos and Brachos, who also writes a similar point regarding one who is still in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. He hears the Shliach Tzibur saying Kedusha or Kaddish. He'd like to stop and listen. He can do that, even though he's not meant to speak out during Shemoneh Esrei, but listening is okay. Even though Shemea Koina, listening is as though he's actually saying it. So, in one way it is. But it's not considered, he has the advantage. It's reckoned as though he's saying it, but he's not actually speaking out. So he has the gain without the pain. He has his yoytzi, the kaddish, the kedusha. In this case, he's yoytzi, the kiddush. But it's not considered as though he actually spoke out. Shomea ke'oina. It's as though he is expressing it, but he didn't actually express it. There were no words said, and therefore it's not considered a hefsek. Avalu atzmo le'i kaddish im not al yodav. But he himself should not be the one making kiddush if he already washed his hands. K'dei sheyoychal al smach netilo d'lefnei kiddush. He shouldn't be the one making kiddush if it happens that he had already washed his hands and he was going to eat based on the netilo sedayim before kiddush. Why? The kiddush mafsik b'netilo achil, because kiddush interrupts. V'avek yasach adas u'bo netilo achriti. He can't rely on that kiddush any longer because it's been mufsak. It was intersected. It was a hesach hadas through kiddush, and you have to rewash your hands. The tekev on tilas adayim suuda. We learned the gemara brachas that tilas adayim is meant to be very close proximity to the suuda without any interruption in between. Ubishvil kiddush lebar netila, says Rashbam. That kiddush itself doesn't require netilas adayim. I know till the other Paris, Harizim Gasir Ruach, one washes his hands when he eats fruit, it's haughtiness. Till Sadaim doesn't relate to Kiddush. Kiddush doesn't need Till Sadaim. It's considered a hefsek. But Kamash Blan, the Gemara, is coming to teach us, Tinatilo, the Shalafne Kiddush, Ein Oidolai. That the Till Sadaim, which preceded Kiddush, doesn't work. Lefichach, therefore, Yikadish Tchila, first he should make Kiddush, Vachach Noitel Yadav, and then wash his hands. Now, Rashbam adds another point. the Kolshkin, and certainly you can learn from here, that no told Yadav Layavdal. Amatar Shabbos. He'd like to sit down to a meal. He shouldn't first wash his hands and then make Abdullah. Why? Do afilu kiddush d'malkim sudahu? Because since we find that even kiddush, which is really suda related, we know that kiddush has to be malkim suda. Despite that, like Esach Hadas, you would think perhaps there's no Esach Hadas because kiddush is sort of a component of that meal. It's not considered a diversion between the Netilas Yadayim and the Suda. Notwithstanding these considerations, what do we say? Afilu hachi en yachal lismach al Netilas Yadayim kiddush. The Gemara here teaches us, you can't. You cannot be soimech on Netilas Yadayim before kiddush. Kiddush creates that Esach Hadas. Certainly Havdalah, which is not Suda related. Of course, it creates a Esach Hadas, a diversion, a hefsek. And one may not wash until Sadaim before Havdalah. Continues the Rashbam. V'hodika Omar, nota lo yikadosh. Why does the Gemara say, if one washed his hands, he should not make kiddush? V'lo yomar mekadosh v'choizim natal yodav. Rather than saying, well, he should make kiddush, but then be careful to rewash his hands. Why doesn't the Gemara teach the halacha in that way? Haina mishum d'loy be'in until sedaim t'rei zimnin. He says, because we don't need twice until sedaim. T'chadim minay bracha v'atola. One of them is going to be an unnecessary bracha. Hilkach le'ikadashu. Therefore, preferably, he shouldn't be the one making kiddush, which will make that hefsek and require him to rewash his hands with another bracha. Aval chaveri kadash, rather, find somebody to be Mekadosh for him, so he avoids the need to rewash again to make another brach. So we learned that Hanoi Tel Yadav Lo Yekadosh because it creates that hefsek between Tel Sedaim and the Kiddush, and the Suda. Says the Gemara on top line, Amalur Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta. Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta was not pleased with this halacha, and he responded to them like this, Akati, look, you're quoting Rav. Rav doesn't hold that kiddush creates that hesach hadas, that hefsek. Akati lo noch nafshei de Rav. Rav hasn't yet passed away. He's alive. He's here with us. And already we forgot what he said. Shechach ninu l'shmaitzei. We really forgot his shita, his halacha. Look, I myself witnessed otherwise. Zimna sagin many times. I was present before Rav. And I noticed that Zimnin the Chaviva Lei Rifta, on occasion, bread was more dear to him. If he was hungry and he preferred making Kiddush on bread, the Kaddish HaRifta, he would make Kiddush on bread without any hesitation. How would he do that? He would first wash his hands, then make his Hamoitzi, wait, recite the entire Kiddush, and then break bread. What do we learn from here? That kiddush doesn't create a hefsek. It's part of the suuda process. There's no hefsek between Tilsa Daim and the suuda with kiddush. Zimnin chaviv alei rifta mekadosh harifta. When bread was when he favored bread, he made kiddush on bread. Zimnin chaviv alei chamra. When he favored wine, mekadosh chamra, he made kiddush on wine. Apparently, Rav does not hold that kiddush is a hefsek between Tilsa Daim and the Suda. Let's take a look at the Rashbam again. Pick up where we left off, the sixth wide line of the Rashbam. The Chaviv Eli Rifta, Shayu Rav, when he was hungry, what would he do? Mekadosh HaRifta. He wouldn't hesitate to make kiddush on bread. Amalei Boina Tilachrit. Apparently, you don't need another Tilsa Daim after kiddush. Initially, he would wash his hands. The kiddush. And then he would have his bread on which he made kiddush. It's pretty clear that kiddush after until his daim is not considered as a chadas. The Rashbam concludes, indeed, this is the halacha. The misha not al yod of kodim kiddush. If one washed his hands before kiddush, he doesn't have to rewash after kiddush. Now, we don't find that the Chachamim would make any distinction between standard wine Kiddush or Kiddush on bread. What he means is, perhaps you can be mechalik, you can say, well, certainly Rav, who was making Kiddush on bread, yeah, that is not considered a hefsek. When he washed, made a moitzi, didn't eat yet, followed through with Kiddush, and then finally ate. That Kiddush, because it related to the bread, he was making Kiddush on bread, perhaps that doesn't create a hefsek. But you can argue, you can say that Kiddush on wine is unrelated to Tilsadayim, which preceded it, and perhaps that creates a hefsek. So it's a Rashbam, we don't draw a line between these two things. Why? You see, the Gemara wasn't concerned with this chiluk. The Gemara could have simply responded to Rav Yitzchak, well, you're being a raya from Rav's Kiddush on bread? That has nothing to do with our topic of discussion. We're speaking about Kiddush on wine, which perhaps can create a hefsek. The fact that the Gemara didn't respond to him in this way, which indicates that once we saw that Rav had no issue being mafsek with the Kiddush between Tesedayim and Suda, apparently there's no such concern whether the Kiddush happens to be on bread or on wine. But the Loko Mahadale, the Rav Yitzchak was Shmo Midi. In fact, the Gemara didn't respond to him in this fashion. Umiyu said to Rashbam, although it's okay if you wash before Kiddush, it's okay. But lechatchila moizgin v'achach noitin le'edayim. Lechatchila, he meant to say Kiddush and then wash your hand, kibbutz hilim, sechas brachas, as you see in Gemara brachas. Umid Rav Shaminen, says the Rashbam, we actually learned from Rav, Shemekachin al apas, v'oimer v'yechulu, that we can make Kiddush on bread, and we say v'yechulu mevorach ha-moitzi, that we make ha-moitzi v'en oichel, he doesn't eat yet, gamol yivers, he shouldn't break his chal yet, at she yikadish achakein, until he makes Kiddush, and then afterwards he partakes in his bread. Now Tosfos disagrees with the Rashbam's point here. Rashbam said that l'chatchila one should not wash and then have his Kiddush. Although it works, but l'chatchila shouldn't be done. It brings a raya of the Maran Brachis. Tosfos says there's no raya from there because the Gemara there is speaking about a weekday meal. And he says the chashash that if he washes his hands before pouring his drink, he might get sidetracked with other things, which will really create an interruption, as a chadas. Aval b'shabbos, says Tosfos, ein lochosh shiyaflig l'dover achet. There's no concern that he's going to get sidetracked. Shal shulchan orach v'yecham v'yad. The table set, he's going to proceed to his meal right away. The difference is, Rabbeinu Tam, even l'chatchila, a person could choose to do it in this manner, wash his hands, make Kiddush, and then proceed with his meal. In fact, the Ramban Shulchan Aruch brings that indeed this is the minhag of the people in Ashkenaz. They would wash, Kiddush, and then Hamotzi. Now the Rashbam made another point that we see from Rav that one may make Kiddush on bread as well. Interesting that the Rabbi Natam and Tosfos disagrees. He has a different pshat in the Gemara. He learns that even according to Rav, the Gemara didn't mean that he made Kiddush on bread. He has a different pshat in the Gemara. And in fact, in Halacha, it's brought down that l'chatchila one should make Kiddush on wine, if wine is available, rather than making on bread. And that's in order to take the Rabbeinu Tam's Shita into account, who holds that you can't make Kiddush on bread. So l'chatchila, if wine is available, one certainly should prefer Kiddush on wine. Concludes the Rashbam, V'davka Kiddush. Of course, this only applies to Kiddush, this bread option. Aval Havdalah ein al kois. When it comes to Havdalah, that only applies to a kois, al kois shel yayin. Kedabrina Gemara tells us, Gemara Brachis, Heshiru kavul al kois, when the Kali Yisrael were able to afford it, Chacham will masaka to make Kiddush, to make Havdalah on a kois of yayin. When a place where it was rugged to drink wine, he has no wine. he should not make Avdolah pass. V'daylai v'avdolas tefillah. Rather, suffice with the Avdolah in Shemona Esrei, that's it. As we find the Sidur Rav Amro. Now, Tosfos points out that although you can't make, you cannot do Kiddush, Havdalah on bread, but you can use Chamar Medina, you can use a Sheikha, beer, anything which is considered a Choshev beverage in that town, something which you would use to be Mechabed, a guest, etc. It's not just coming to quench thirst. Something of Chashiva, something of prominence, which has that wine element to it. It gives Chashivas and prominence to the Havdalah. So although you're not meant to use bread, and the reason why you can't use bread by Havdalah, in contrast to Kiddush, is very simple, because by Kiddush, you're dealing with something which is Suda-related. Now, although L'chatchil Chachamu Masakin, the Kiddush is meant to be Al-Ayayin, like we learned on Amar Aleph, but if for some reason that's not feasible, we have the bread option. Because the Kiddush is B'makam Suda, it's a Suda-related, and the bread here is the initiation of the meal. That's why you can make Kiddush on bread as well, because it's also Kavod Shabbos. It has relevance to the Shabbos and to what you're trying to do with Kiddush. However, Havdalah, that's not Suda related. That's a standalone procedure. Nothing to do with the Suda. Therefore, there's no option. We don't give you an option to make Havdalah on bread. So conclusion from Rashbam and Taisus and the Paiskim, it comes out like this. We have Kiddush at night, which has one halacha, Kiddush by day, which has another halacha, and we have Havdalah. When it comes to Kiddush balayla, in Shulchan Aruch and the Paiskim, it's brought down like this. L'chatchila, Kiddush al Ayayin is the way to go, but if that's not feasible, if there's no wine available, then he should make Kiddush on pas, on bread. However, when it comes to Kiddush b'yoyim, of course, again, yayin is preferred. But otherwise, says the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah brings that this is the minhag, l'chatchila, he should make Kiddush on sheikh or on beer, on the chamar medina, on the chashav beverage, rather than making it on bread. The reason is very simple. Because unlike Kiddush of Leil Shabbos, which has an entire Nusach, long Kiddush, in which case, even if you make it on bread, you're expressing the full expression of Kiddush, and it's pretty apparent that you're making Kiddush. By daytime, all you're saying is the Hagafen. It's just a simple bracha. Now, if you'd use bread, and just say a simple Hamaitzi, what is it going to look like? Like you're sitting down to a meal. It's not going to look like anything special. Like anything of distinction in honor of Shabbos. It's not going to have that Shira Hayayin like the Rashbam brought in Amar Aleph. Therefore, you meant to use some sort of chash of a beverage. Sit down to that. Before you begin your meal, that's a true expression of Kavod Shabbos. That's something unique, something different. Rather than just simply making Kiddush on bread. So by day, you prefer Yayin. Second best is beer, Chamar Medina. And third best would be Pas. When it comes to Havdalah, Pas is out of the equation, as we just explained. And it's either Yayin or beer, or some other Chamar Medina. Chamar Medina means a beverage which is something of significance in that Medina, in that town. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Tom Enoi Kaddish. We know that Kiddush is meant to inaugurate your meal. You're not meant to eat before Kiddush. What if a person ate? Can he still make Kiddush? Enoi Kaddish. He can no longer make Kiddush. He has to wait till tomorrow. And tomorrow, make sure it's the first thing you do. It's the first thing you eat. Kiddush is meant to be the first thing that you're going to consume. If you already began eating, it's pointless. You lost your opportunity that night. Rather wait till tomorrow morning and make Kiddush before you suda. Boiminei Rav Chana Bar Chinna Mei Rav Huna. He asked Rav Huna the following question. Toa Maushi Yavdol. So you just told us that when it comes to Kiddush, once he was Tayyim, he can no longer make Kiddush. What about when it comes to Havdalah? We know that a person may not eat before Havdalah. There as well, it's meant to be the first item on your Matzah Shabbos schedule before you eat anything, Havdalah. What if he ate? Can he still make Havdalah? Or does he have to wait till tomorrow morning? Amarle! Rav Huna responded, Ani Omer Tam Havdal. I hold that when it comes to Havdalah, it's different than Kiddush. Kiddush is Mochamer, it's the acceptance of the Kedushas Hayyim, it's Menat Torah. But when it comes to Havdalah, which is just Rabbanon, it's bidding farewell to Shabbat, it doesn't have the same stringency, and if he ate, he can still make Havdalah. Rav Asi Amar, Tameinim Havdal. That's my shit. Rav Asi holds, no. The same halacha applies to Havdalah. If he was Tayyim, he can no longer make Havdalah, he has to wait till tomorrow morning. Make Havdalah before he eats. Says the Mara Meiser of Yirmiyah bar Abba Ikla, he visited Lebei Rav Asi, the home of Rav Asi. Ishli v'tamidi was Matzah Shabbos, and he inadvertently ate something. Ishli forgot, and he ate something. Tosfos points out that generally, and the Gemara says that Hashem won't bring tzaddikim to such a pitfall to eat something which is not kosher. So why is it that he ate something for Havdalah? Says Tosfos, the difference. Listen to this Tosfos. He says, "The hacha shamachal mutar." Here, there's nothing wrong with the food. The timing was off. Essentially, this food is mutter. The wrong time. In this case, there's no kasha. This concept that Hashem prevents tzaddikim from eating something inappropriate, that only applies to something which is essentially inappropriate. Something which is not kasha. But when it's kasha food, it's just a question of wrong timing. The same, this concept doesn't apply. In any case, he went and he ate before Havdalah. Havali kasa, then they handed him the kais for Havdalah. V'avdol, man, without hesitation, he made Havdalah. Despite the fact that he ate before Havdalah. Amrle dvisu. The wife of Rav Asi turned to Rav Asi, the host. And she says, well, v'amarle avad haki, well, you don't do this. You hold that a person who is tayyim cannot make Havdalah. Amrla. He responded to her, Shafke, leave him alone. Karabi Svirli, he follows the Shita of his Rebbe. Who's his Rebbe? The Rebbe of Rabbi Yirmiyah was Rav. Now, where do we find that Rav held that if a person ate before Havdalah, he can still proceed with Havdalah? Because Rav Huna was the one. Rav Huna was the one who said, that's okay. And Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav. And we assume that he was quoting Rav's Shita. Therefore, we have Yirmiyah Amu, who was a Talmud of Rav. He also proceeded with that approach. He ate, but still made Avdol. Omar Rabbi Yosef Amar Shmuel, Tom Einam Kaddish, Tom Einam Avdol. He puts the two together when it comes to Kiddush and Avdolah. Once he was time, you lost your chance for tonight. You have to wait till tomorrow. V'Rabba Amar Nachman Amar Shmuel. It's a different version of Shmuel himself. They're just the opposite. Tom Mekadish with Tom Avdol. So we have three shittas. One shita equates Kiddush with Havdalah, Lechumra. Tom Einam Mekadish, Tom Einam Avdol. The other shita says both Lekula, Tom Mekadish, Tom Mavdol. And the third shita, which was Rav Huna, he differentiated between Kiddush, where he says Tom Einam Mekadish, but when it comes to Havdalah, Tom Mavdol. Amar Rava. Hilchasa. What is that? Lachal Maisa. Tom Mekadish with Tom Mavdol. He goes the Kula on both accounts. And he has a list of Avshit of Halachasa. Umishalei Kiddush Be'er Shabbos. If one missed Kiddush Friday night, Mekadish Vailach, Kulim Kula. He can make it up the next day. Ad Matzoy Shabbos. Mishalei Hivdol Matzoy Shabbos. If one missed Havdalah Matzoy Shabbos, Mavdol Vailach Kula Shabbos Kulai. He can make Havdalah throughout the next Shabbos, as we learned before, until Tuesday. Ameimar Pasach La Lashmata de Rava Bailishna. Ameimar had a different version of Rava. He presented this saying, this conclusion of Rava, in the following manner. Amar Rava Hilchasa. What is the halacha l'maisa? Tom Mekadosh, Tom Avdol. And Mishalei Kiddush Be'er Shabbos. One missed Kiddush on Friday night. Mekadosh Vayelach Kala Yom Kula. Can make Kiddush the next day. Mishalei Hivdol Matzoy Shabbos. If you missed Havdalah Matzoy Shabbos, Mavdol Hoylech Kolayim Kuloi. He can make Abdullah the entire Sunday. That's it. But not past Sunday. In contrast with the other version of Rava, who held that one can make up Abdullah until and including Tuesday. Let's make a brief chazer of today's daf. We began with Kiddush. Zohar Shem Sabra Shlamas Lekatcha teaches us that Kiddush, at least Friday night, is Menat Torah. The Gemara tells us when to do it al Hayayin. Tosfos, according to one Teretz, says the Yayin factor is only the Rabbanan. This halacha applies to men and women. They're both Chayev and the Kiddush Menat Torah. We have a Kiddush Bayayim as well. The Ran says it's only the Rabbanan. In fact, the Nusach is much shorter. We only say by Pragafen, which is considered a sheer an acknowledgement and a marking and a celebration of the Yom HaShabbos. We have the story of Ravashi, who wasn't sure how to proceed, but he was attentive to his surroundings and he avoided embarrassment. We learned that if one missed Havdalah Matzei Shabbos, he can make it up until Tuesday. And according to one version, the Maskan of the Gemara, Rava held only until Sunday. We proceeded with Netilas Yadayim before Kiddush. That's not the way to go, because it creates a hefsek. That was one shita. But then the Gemara brought that Rav was not concerned with this hefsek, and he would make Netilas Yadayim before Kiddush. Rashbam says it's not L'chatchila. Taisa says it's perfectly okay. We also learned that Kiddush can be said on bread if needed. Havdalah, Taisa says, can be said on beverages other than wine, but not on bread. And what if somebody ate before Kiddush, before Havdalah? We have three shittas. According to one shita, Kiddush and Havdalah have to wait till tomorrow. According to the other shita, you can proceed as usual. According to the third shita, when it comes to Kiddush with Machmer, he must wait till tomorrow and comes to Havdalah or not. And Rava concluded the halacha is, in both cases, Kiddush or Havdalah, Tom Mekadish, and Tom Mavdal. All the best and Hatzlacha Rabbah.